Good morning.
Welcome.
Welcome to episode 283.
I don't have
this
one
is a regular episode, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi. We're playing catch up from last week. So there's like, we've been back to back, and it was hard to remember if it was a Patreon or a regular episode.
I couldn't remember earlier. I had to go look.
And I just woke up. So there it is.
Did you get good sleep?
Yeah.
Good.
Last night we stayed up late. Bunny slept in my bed. So it was me, Bunny, and Peas. And we were watching cult documentaries.
Ooh.
Until pretty late. Yeah. So.
What were you watching them on?
HBO. A listener had messaged me and was like, you have to watch this documentary on HBO called, what is it? Not Mother of God. Hold on. I'm going to tell you because you guys got to watch it.
Is it about the white lady?
Yes.
Okay.
Did you watch it?
I've read about it.
Is it Mother God?
Is she the one that...
It's Love Has Won and Mother God.
Okay.
You have to fucking watch it. The message was like, it's the most white people shit you'll ever fucking see. Sure. And it's crazy. And I watched... It just from the jump, it kicks off hella fucking... Like a dead body immediately.
Love it.
Perfect. Yeah, it was fucking... It's only 3 episodes long and it's fucking wild. But...
What'd you say? On what?
HBO.
Okay, I'm gonna watch it.
Yeah.
I love cult shit.
Yeah, it's fucking nuts. This was fairly recent and I had never heard... Well, maybe I did hear of it. I don't know. But
the one from the last like couple years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe the last 3 years? Blonde?
Yep. Yep, her name's Amy.
Very white people shit.
Very. And like, was able to recruit people from all over the country. Like some guy came from New York.
What?
He was like a Latin dude. Some like people from Florida came. Like there was this other dude, this Mexican looking dude, just was able to recruit people from all over. Like, it's just really interesting to watch how when people have a void,
when they're at their most vulnerable.
Yeah. And they want to feel loved and they want to believe in something. They'll convince themselves of pretty much anything.
Seriously.
When you want to. You know, like, it was fucking crazy. But
human psychology is really interesting.
It is. It's fascinating. And
you look at something and you're like, how the fuck would you fall for that? But if you're at rock bottom and you're in despair.
They're not even in despair and at rock bottom. I think they just wanted to feel part of something and love. And like, you know what I mean? I don't know. Like one girl she grew up wealthy in South Florida, mansions. Yeah. And when she got there, she was like, I had never camped before in my life. And they like camped for 13 weeks straight. Like she was like, what's camping?
Talk about starting out fucking hot.
Yes. It was fucking crazy.
Surprise. And,
you know, and when it was all said and done, she went back to her rich fucking mansion neighborhood and reconnected with her family and shit. It was weird. People from all walks of life, really. And it's just people are fucking nuts. I can't even say it was mental illness. I think the main lady had some mental illness, delusions of grandeur and that type of shit, which ultimately led to her death.
Yeah.
That's how far gone she was. I think is like she wouldn't even stop it when she was on the verge of dying. Really committed to staying in character. It was fucking crazy. But yeah, we watched that. And then remember a couple of years ago or something, I watched the one with that blonde white, it's always a blonde white lady.
Don't look
that
over
has
here.
That fucking tall ass wigs she was wearing.
Yes.
And the religious one.
Yes.
That wanted you to not be fat, like lose weight through religion. Her. So Bunny was like, look at her. She looks like Mimi. And we fucking put that on. I had already seen that, but you know, I have no recollection of it.
You're like, so it's new like, again.
Yes. So we fell asleep watching that one.
Did P's like watching them?
Fuck no. She was on her iPad with headphones on, singing at the top of her. We're like, ma'am, we're trying to watch something. Can you stop? Hella singing. until 1 a.m.
I love her.
Yeah. That's a good time, though. I like when the kids get in my bed and snuggle.
It's funny because Bunny didn't go to dinner with me yesterday. We went to a family dinner for my father-in-law. And Bunny wasn't feeling good yesterday, so she stayed home. And she texts me this, like, meme off of TikTok or something. And it was, like, a kid, like, in their mom's bed. And it said, when your mom's show is kind of fire and you end up staying to check it out or something. And then we ended up doing that. Like, it was funny.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, we had a good time. I was supposed to go play bingo yesterday. But my father-in-law is not in, like, the greatest health. And when we first got to dinner, he was like, didn't really have any concept of what time it was. And then and was not wanting to eat his food and like disappeared for hella fucking long in the bathroom to where we were like worried, like sending stinkers to go check on him and shit.
Which is crazy because he looks so good.
Yeah. No, not that one. Okay. A different one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just like, and then he didn't want to go to bingo. He was like, I'm going to be too full. And I'm like, too full. And even my sister was like, that's not like him to say that. He's been having hella heart issues. And like, I think he has on a heart monitor. Oh. So I don't know. I was just glad we got together.
Yeah.
But also surprised that he didn't want to go to bingo because that's like his shit.
A red flag.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that hurts my heart.
Yeah. I hope he's feeling okay today.
So I drove yesterday with Carolyn to Santa Rosa for an appointment. And on the way home, I'll kill her right now. Listen, wait till you wait.
What? What did my girl do?
Oh, wait. You're going to be like, she's not my girl no more. So we're talking and we're talking about how her best friend had a baby with her ex-husband when Carolyn was still married to him and, you know, all that. And so I said, how did you meet Danny? That's her ex-husband's name. How'd you even meet Danny? And she goes, I met him through Bob. They both drove at the cab company. And I'm like, well, how'd you meet Bob? And she's like, through Danny. And I'm like, okay, but how'd you meet Danny? And she goes,
which came first, the chicken or the egg?
Oh my God, I finally screamed that. I said, I'm wanting to know what came first, the chicken or the fucking egg, bitch. And you keep talking about goats. Like, oh my God, fucking tell me. So she kept going in circles. She brought up fucking mommy and daddy, Tommy and Sparky, the gay dude she lived with in Fresno. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They made it into the circle. And literally, she couldn't fucking answer, right?
Yeah.
So then I yell, I'm trying to find out what came first, the chicken or the fucking egg, right? She gets mad, screams, and goes, she calls me the R word. She goes, there's R word people in this fucking car. Hits my door.
Talking about you?
Yes.
You're an R word person in the car. She was making an announcement.
Yes. Hits the door. You know how she gets all feisty. Hits the door. I pull in the driveway. She stands up. And when I say, went like this and let out a 2-minute long loud fart. Go look at the chat, bitch. And everyone was like, oh my God, spite farts. Oh my. And it wasn't because Carolyn yelled, this is what happens when you make me mad.
Wait, you cannot use a fart as a weapon.
Dude.
You cannot.
She did chemical fucking warfare. I was anger so fart.
You cannot use an anger fart.
I was so mad. Oh, it was like 2 minutes straight. It was so loud. Everyone was like, oh my over. Fucking.
Great, great. And our listeners got to hear it. That's wonderful.
Said, you guys get to hear the real Carolyn now. You think she's so fucking great? The bitch is a terrorizer.
Oh my God.
That's who needs to be charged with terrorism.
She's a terrorist.
Yes. Yes.
Oh my God.
I still don't know how she fucking met them. Still don't.
Never. She still never told you.
Still don't know. I said, you were married to this man. How the fuck do you not know where you met him? What the fuck? Oh, it made me so frustrated. But when she ripped it like that, oh my God.
I wonder if she was holding back because she didn't want you to judge how she met one or the other or something.
Her two long-term relationships worked at the cab company together. I mean, like, I'm not going to judge.
I mean, maybe she was she worried about that. She did went on that.
To fucking tell us how her ex-husband Danny used to wipe his ass. Because, you know, he was like 5'10", probably 540 pounds.
I did not know that.
And he was an asshole. He was gross. He always smelled like old cheese to me, okay?
Oh, God.
Proceeded to tell us he would go, and he's a motherfucker, did so I don't care about shaming him. He's dead anyways. He would go to the 99-cent store, buy up all their toilet bowl cleaners, you know, the ones with the scrapey brush, and yeah. use those yeah. on his butt.
That's a My 600-pound Life fucking hack. Is it? A hack? And people, when people first expose that they use that, and sometimes they'll wrap wipes or like a tissue or a rag. If you wrap wipes, rag, I think
that's smart.
Something like that, because they can't reach, you know?
Yeah.
People got very mad. And also—
Why? They're wiping their butt.
Little people or dwarfs, little people got very mad because they do the same thing because their arms are short.
Why are people getting mad?
I don't know. Like, you shouldn't have exposed that. Why not? Maybe someone will invent a better fucking device so we could still have toilet brush cleaners. Yeah,
let's not act like we're all fucking up here.
Yeah, we're all...
Let's be real.
Trash together. Like, it's
seriously.
Fine. I don't know. They got embarrassed.
Somebody had posted the other day, I wonder how blind people know when to stop wiping. Remember we had that discussion? You smell the toilet paper.
Stop. What?
But you gotta do
what
you gotta
do. Who told you that?
A blind person.
No.
I asked. Well, but how else are they supposed to?
You just cease to exist. I don't know.
But it makes sense. And at least people are wiping their ass. I'm all yeah. for wiping your ass.
Yeah.
However you got to wipe your ass.
What? That just ruined my day imagining having to do that. That just fucked me up. What? We're yeah. taking that out.
We'll take the whole part. Blind part
that ruined like my, I want you to take it out of my head. Take it out of my head. Stop.
Fuck, that would be rough, man. It'll be rough.
Oh,
but
God,
yeah, so she proceeded to tell us that I just wanted to kill her after that fart yesterday, dude.
Gross. Oh,
just thinking about it, I want to hit
she
her.
She would have got hit. Oh, if she ever did anything like that around me, she would get hit.
I wanted to hit her.
Yeah,
I think I showed great restraint. It was chemical warfare. But I was so glad people got to fucking see
her in action when yes. she's not being cute for the camera.
Calling me fucking horrible names.
And punching shit. Yeah, you need to sit back. I'd make her go sit in the third row. You're getting in the back by yourself.
Roll in the trunk.
And I'm going to hit all the bumps.
I hate her. Oh my God, did you see they're charging fucking Luigi? With fucking terrorism.
Yeah, of course. And if it's so clear, they're just making an example of him so that the CEOs are safe. They feel safe. We want to make them feel okay and not be scared. So we're going to make it an unfair, exaggerated example of him. Like,
did you? So you know how they are. So after September 11th, the fucking document clause stating that, you can be charged with terrorism and don't have to go before a jury. You go before a military commission, which is just a panel of military personnel.
That's fucked up. And what's so fucked up is now the death penalty is on the table because of that enhancement.
So if it goes through military courts, yes. If it stays in New York.
Well, it's federal now.
No.
With terrorism, they've added a federal component to it. So it's not just like a... whatever charge. Now that it's a federal charge, it's on the table and he could get the death penalty. Like,
for one, but Dylan Roof
got Burger King. Yeah.
Got Burger King.
You see
King.
How that works?
It's class warfare for sure. There's always racism in the mix, but it's.
But I do appreciate, if nothing else good has come of this, I hope this opens people's eyes that the police are really just there to protect the financial assets. Interests of rich white people.
Absolutely.
That's what they're for. And I hope, like a lot of us already knew that, this has made it even more clear.
It's really fucked up. So the clause that they were able to get him with terrorism under states, if the crime is done with intent to intimidate or coerce a civilian population, influence the policy of a unit of government by intimidation or coercion, or affect the conduct of a unit of government by murder, assassination, or kidnapping. Fuck you guys.
Yeah.
His books are going to stay loaded.
Oh, for sure. I'll put money on his books right now. Absolutely. He just doesn't need it. That's the beautiful part, is that he has money. He comes from so much money. You know
and
what
he,
I mean?
And he was willing. So I see a lot of people saying, oh, he comes from privilege. Oh, he has right-wing yeah. ideals.
And imagine, he's fed up.
He gave it up.
Imagine.
Yes.
Yeah. Good people do exist.
Yeah, it's definitely.
They're cool. Few and far between, but they do exist.
The hotline they're going to set up for CEOs who get threats.
I didn't know about that. To make them feel safe.
Yep.
Did you see that Elon Musk, who hasn't dealt with his kids in I don't know how long, like the very next day did a press conference holding his baby?
His human shield.
His human shield. So they're making all these memes of him wearing like a jacket made out of babies.
The memes are just endless.
Yes.
They're so
but I'm
good.
Like that. Like, does he not realize how bad that looks? Like, you've never done this before. You're known to be like the worst father that doesn't even have contact with hella your kids.
Right.
But you show up the next day with a baby in front of you.
People like, don't even know that baby's middle name.
I know.
It's like, so fucked up.
Take off that baby jacket right now.
I watched a reel earlier today, and so currency was invented roughly, money was invented roughly 5,000 years ago. Doing the math, if you worked every day for like the median household income every day for 5,000 years, you still
would not have anywhere near.
You still wouldn't have anywhere near the amount of money that man has.
Yeah. Yep. It's disgusting. He's exceeded 400 billion now. It's just like, he's a nerd, and there's a few of them. They're nerds that have figured out a way, like a little hack, to generate all this money on the backs of people.
On the backs of slave labor.
Yes. And in kind of an acceptable way, a covert way, that's not open slavery, but it's still slavery.
Like, think about it.
Yeah, they just figured out a way to do it, and they're, like, grossly benefiting from it.
Think about
it. Sad.
Most of the fucking, half of the population cannot even afford, they're living less than check to check. These people that work day in and day out and just want to, like, have a decent, quiet life.
Yeah,
and
not even their excess. Family. Just the bare minimum. Like, just to live. Like, you know, not even, like, fancy. Or,
no.
Like, it's really sad.
Working so fucking hard. And he's profiting just so much money. And I hate when I see people that I know that I've went to school with or something defending billionaires. It bothers me. You're closer to that fucking homeless.
The homeless man than you are to a billionaire. Yeah.
A million times over.
Exactly. I don't know why they don't understand that. It's like that weird, you think the stripper really likes you mentality.
And it's not about like, checking pockets. It's
Trumpers
about-
are like that too. He would not fucking be around you. He would not rub elbows with you.
No.
Like, you think the stripper likes you and they don't. Like,
ever.
It's a job. Like, they're after the money.
They're playing you stupid.
Yes. People don't get it. It's so weird. And humanity is weird.
It is. And it's not even about checking people's pockets or jealousy or anything like that.
No.
It just goes to unethical, just unfair, like, there's poverty all over. And it could be eradicated.
Yeah.
And he would still have billions. Speaking of billions, did you see that there's $24 billion in California that was supposed to go toward helping to eradicate homelessness?
It's a scam.
And motherfucking Gavin Newsom can't say where any of it went.
Yeah.
$24 billion.
It's a fucking scam that's been uncovered. And it's like, that's a lot of money to be unaccounted for. Every day I read shit like that and I'm like, I understand more and more why Anthony Bourdain checked out.
Fuck yeah.
Every day I think about it. And I'm just like, I think about how we live here, how bad it is, and how he's traveled all over the world and just seen humanity like from a wider lens. And it's like, we're stuck here. It's so gross. If I didn't have my kids, honestly.
Oh, yeah. I say every day, the kids keep me.
That they're the only things keeping me here. I would have been left.
Yeah.
I would have been left. I don't like it. It's... Yeah. Not having a good time.
It shouldn't always feel like a fight.
Yeah. And we're very privileged people.
Yeah.
We're doing decent, you know, and we feel like this. Like,
yeah.
And I don't, you know, I don't feel like anybody should be stepped on to do better. Like, I want all of us to have the same access to everything we need. And yeah,
I said that on live yesterday. I said it's a huge red flag if I'm talking to somebody and they have the mindset of, well, if so-and-so wasn't doing it, then someone else would do it. Or we need to keep the power.
Yeah.
If somebody wants to keep the power and doesn't believe that everybody should be like this.
Yeah. Then you're not my kind of person.
You're a huge fucking red flag and have terrible moral character.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not the type of person I want to associate with. Girl, because I want everybody to sit at the same table.
And we've said many times, we're willing to give up our own privilege and have.
For sure.
For other people, you know, to make it a more equal playing ground.
Always.
It's gross. Which just leads me to mention, if you're not on Patreon and you haven't heard the last episode that we did, I just want to say that we have done episodes with people in the past. I'll keep it brief, but that do not align with our politics and our values and our beliefs. And, you know, people fuck up, and we made a huge mistake. I think we only released it on Patreon. Man, is that true?
I can't remember.
I hope that we didn't release it as a regular episode.
But that episode, you know, but we definitely went back and forth, you know.
Corrected some shit. Absolutely. Yeah, we did. But if we encouraged you to go listen to other shows and you realize, like, damn, like, what the fuck is this? Like we did. Just know that we no longer associate with them in any way.
Yeah.
And have no ties to them.
Or carry the same fucking political beliefs. Right.
We don't make them kind of jokes. Beliefs. We don't fucking make them kind of comments. None of that. It was kind of a slap in the face when we started to uncover some shit, like, whoa.
And find that out.
Like, yeah, y'all are not who we thought you were. And now I feel bad that we exposed our listeners and viewers to you.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. We don't fuck
with really, that. It's hella disappointing when you like someone's personality and you're like, they're hella cool, like, they're hella funny.
Until you realize who they really are.
And then moral character seeps through in little bits and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Shit like that is a deal breaker for me.
Yeah.
And that goes for family. Yeah. That goes for fucking parents. That goes for anybody, you know, like.
Definitely.
I don't fuck with that.
I agree. Nope.
I've been going through it kind of with my kids lately. P's just gotta go. No, I'm just kidding. Not her. Not her. But Bunny, like, weed might be a thing of the past. We're going out of town tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I think our kids are going to be together during that time. So I'm sure she's going to smoke then. But like, I have to put my foot down. Like, me and Mark had a talk when we went shopping the other day just about weed and how did we get here? Like, to where we're allowing it and I'm supplying it sometimes. And like, how did we get here? And you know, I had like this.
It was for mental health. That's what it started with.
And like, in lieu of psych meds, kind of. And then it was in addition to psych meds. And then it was like, now I'm just like, you're not keeping up your end of the deal.
Right.
When it comes to schoolwork and like motivation for school. So when I see motivation start lacking and you're getting lazy with shit, even just day to day shit at home, I'm going to stop that shit.
Yeah, you got to realize her, it's a privilege.
For sure. And not only her, but like my son too. And that's a grown ass man. But yeah. Like, me and his dad had to sit down with him about a week ago, and we literally had, like, got on his fucking neck and was like, I'll make you, I did. I was like, I'll make you stop smoking, and I'll make it to where you can't stay here if you continue smoking. If I see laziness and, like, any motivation gone and shit, like, you don't have any motivation, like, no, then we're gonna stop that.
You got to have a little stronger mindset. I used to be a big ass stoner, but I still got up and went to work.
You got to handle your business.
You have to do that stuff or it will take over.
Yeah.
And you'll fucking lay there and eat in your bed all day watching fucking binging.
When you're
your
giving
shows.
Me attitude, when I ask you to do the bare minimum, the little, because I don't really be asking them to do shit. You know, my kids don't do chores and shit.
You like
I
to do them.
And they benefit from that, but it's really my mental problems that make me have to do them. It's not because I'm hella nice to y'all. It's because I have to do them.
It has to be done a certain way.
Exactly. So they kind of come up from that. But I'm like, if I do ask you to do the smallest fucking things, do not give me no pushback.
And just do the bare minimum. Just go to school. Be decent to your teacher. Do your work and fucking go home.
Yeah, and keep your area decent.
Yeah.
Not even to my standards, but just decent. Just like not food and dishes in the bed and shit.
Kills
like,
me. Naya used to have that shit so bad. Girl.
Yeah. Yeah, there'll be like dishes from the night before last in Bunny's bed. Do you want to sleep outside?
Hard noodles stuck in it.
Do you want to sleep outside? Because I don't want this in the house.
Yeah.
You should sleep in the driveway. That's where we're going to move you in a minute. And I do make that threat. Like, you won't have a bedroom. I'll move you out and I'll make that a craft room or something. Like, you will not
art
have.
Space.
Yes, that'll be my art studio. You won't have a fucking bedroom fucking with me.
Yeah.
Having kids is not all cute outfits and chubby cheeks.
No, it's really fun. I'm not even going to say it's really fun. It's
it
easier.
Is for me. Yeah.
Each stage is like a different level of you have difficulties to deal with. But I would much rather deal with the little kid difficulties.
Yeah.
Honestly. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You guys know what I say.
What?
If I had it to do again.
Oh, you wouldn't do it.
No.
But then you'd be dead.
I would.
But it that might not be so bad.
I mean...
That's how I feel lately. Yeah.
Hey, listen, I asked Nona over a course of probably 20 years, probably six different times, mm-hmm. I would ask her, if you had it to do again, would you marry Grandpa? Yes. If you had it to do again, would you have your kids? No. Her answer never fucking changed.
Really?
Never.
And she loved her kids very fucking much.
Yes.
So it's not that, she didn't like them.
No. And I used to think, God, she's such a bitch. But.
But, you know, it ain't for everybody. And I really respect the choice that women are making now and not giving a fuck what society says to them. Like, I've said before, I have like five friends that are getting up there in age and have no kids. And
no
I don't
desire.
Think any desire to fucking have any. And
I'm
they live
mad.
Great lives and they travel a lot. And do a lot of cool shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we should be able to pick whatever we want for ourselves and like fuck what other people think and what kind of woman you are if you don't have a kid or like fuck off.
Right.
Mind your motherfucking business. Because that shit ain't for everybody.
It's not. And I adore my kids, our kids. I do. I love them so much. And in this life, I'm so grateful I have them.
Yeah.
But if I got to do another life, I might.
Might
the
choose not to.
Route
yeah,
to
yeah.
Just see if I still want to kill myself all the time.
Right.
I mean,
which
I probably
you might.
Still would.
I think you would, especially with the family that you have.
And
even without
if
kids,
the world
I think
was
they
like
would
this
push
in
you.
The next life as well. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It might just be a little easier if there's no other people to keep alive.
Right. And worry about the worry.
Yeah.
Fuck. That'll
it's
kill
draining.
You.
It's very fucking draining. Bunny was talking to me yesterday about a little bit of drama at school.
Jesus.
It's always over a boy liking her. Like, she has that
always.
Pretty fucking... And she's not even an overly confident person to where I think she even recognizes how pretty she is. So she'd be confused sometimes. And I'm like, girl, like, do you see yourself? She doesn't realize that that's going to be a constant in her life.
Yes.
But she just don't get it. And it's always over a boy. It's always over a boy liking her that's like still has ties to a girl somewhere. And then they get mad at her. Somebody, a group of people get mad at her. And I'm like, girl, you got to start punching people. Like, don't let there be no mumbling in the hallway. Don't let there, you know me, I'm like, you go sock a bitch and be like, what did you say about, are you talking about me? Like, what did you just whisper or mumble some shit about me and fire on that bitch? Like, God, and she don't have enough Jimbo in her.
She doesn't.
She doesn't.
She's a sweet one.
I don't know if I gotta start slap boxing her.
No.
Or what? Because, like, you bitch, you gotta toughen up. You can't look like that and be as nice as you are.
It's fucked up.
You can't.
Why can't she? It's so
because
fucked up.
Because bitches are gonna
why.
Pick at. Yeah, yeah.
But because it's so fucked up. Why can't she just exist?
I don't know if it's where we live. I don't
I
know what it is.
I noticed it's their age.
Yeah,
that
it's that
gen,
age. Yeah.
their generation is very, don't get mad at the boy, get mad at the girl. I noticed that. And I can't remember.
I was like that too. I was like that.
I think it might just be the age. Because
I wanted to preserve what I had with the boy. And I wanted to keep him.
Which was probably dog shit.
So I was like, I'm going to bully all the girls that are
have any ties. So he only wants me.
And he's only going to be able to deal with me after I whoop all their ass.
Because I'm gonna going to terrorize him and everyone else.
I'm going to keep him. And then everybody else is going to be scared to talk to him. Even in adulthood, I did this shit. Ran off bitches, beat them up, shit like that. And nobody would, then it was just me and him. Like, no, he's not the prize.
Fuck no.
No, but it's like
but
that.
But I think it is that age group.
I had to grow out of that and realize, yeah. like, no, they're yeah. dog shit. Like, no.
Yes.
But, and I wasn't half as pretty as she is at that age. And so, and I was still, like, you know, people would make comments or whatever. But I, like I said, I would run up on a bitch. And I told her, I don't care. Like, I'm not saying you have to hit them. I would like for you to hit them. But if you don't, you better start checking shit. You better start, like, if you hear the mumbling and see somebody pointing at you, you better run up on that bitch and be like, what the fuck are you saying? Or whatever. You better turn up the Jimbo, bitch.
That shit is fucked up.
It's fucked up, but it's necessary because if not, people are going to pick at yeah. you. And that's going to make me dress up and put my hair in pigtails or something and want to dress up like a fucking teenager and show up and fight bitches.
Or be like, where's the
put
moms?
On overalls. Where's I'm going to put on overalls and Jordans and go fucking fight and say I go to Pinole. Like, don't fuck around with me and my kids.
And I'll
kids.
Be having to bail you out again.
God, I don't care. I do not. I will crash the fuck out about my kids.
I hate it. And I just... If you ever have to fight over a dude, or if the dude encourages or allowed you to fight over him, that ain't the fucking dude for you.
And we talked about that. And I was yes. like, and she knows that.
Yeah, she's I know. Like, they do,
if
for
he
sure.
doesn't handle it, you know what I'm saying? He don't deserve none of your for fucking sure. time. That's his problem to handle. Right. Let him defuse that situation.
He's the one yeah. pulling baggage oh, and yeah. fucking over people and whatever he's doing.
Yeah.
Just pillow talking, whatever.
Whatever. That's on him to defuse that. And she knows that and she's yeah. told him that. So, but we've been here before. Yeah. This is a pattern. Like these boys, you know, that's just what they do. Even as grownups, they do
yeah.
it. So shit, it ain't going to change. Ugh. So she needs to learn now, even as a grown up. You're going to have, bitch, did you just fucking point at me, bitch? Like, who the fuck did you, me? Did you just mumble about me? You know me. I don't give a fuck.
I've like, been with I'm you like, when you've done it
oh
fucking
my God.
A million times.
She got to start doing that. She got to, because it's not going to stop.
Instantly my butthole goes,
yeah,
fuck.
These situations are not going to stop. So you got to learn how to handle them now yeah. so people will not try to fuck with you.
Yeah.
She beat the dog shit out of girl in middle school and ain't had a fight since. And I'm like, it might be fucking time, bitch, because when you had that fight, nobody was playing with you for a minute. You might need to remind some people.
It's so, God damn, I hate that she even has to do that shit. I really do.
I don't. Just get to it. Stop hesitating.
But you know... She is. She's fucking her disposition.
You
got to
drag it out of her.
Nice. Yes. You
chill.
Seen,
yeah.
Like her and Stevie would always, you know, they're literally fucking sisters. So they always would have these little butt heads, or Stevie would do some fucking bully shit. And, you know, Bunny would get upset, but it would just be that.
It took
and
forever.
Finally, they're 16. And finally, they fucking Bunny flipped and was screaming in the hallway. What was it? Fucking.
She told her, I'll beat your motherfucking ass.
What was it though? Like a.
Not Christmas. It was.
It was probably about 2 months ago.
I think it was longer than
thank
that.
Thank God I was gone. Yeah. Thank God I was gone. Because, you know, I would have fucking instantly fucking got anxiety farts. But fucking. And panicked and shit. It's okay. I wasn't here. Thank God. But you were like, Bunny kind of did too much. And I'm like, no. No, I'm glad she did that. I'm glad fucking they...
And I don't think they've had any problems since.
No, and they yeah. were good fucking 10 minutes later.
Yeah, they were.
They didn't fist fight, but...
No.
You know...
You have to explode sometimes, yes. And I'd be so frustrated because you have to drag it out of her. Like, where me, I'm like my fuse is very sensitive. You know, like, you could look at me weird and I'm going to explode.
You could breathe
but,
wrong.
Yeah, and I'm going to flip. But, like, it takes forever for her to get to that boiling point. You got to shorten that time that it takes. Just, it's just easier to live life that way, you know? Not to be the, I'm not saying be the aggressor, But, you know, if there's a situation, dive in.
Just don't allow it to continue.
Yeah. Like, nip that shit quickly.
Fuck high school. You couldn't pay me to go back.
Yeah.
And I didn't even have fights. I didn't even have issues like that. But just that age sucks.
It does. There's a lot of shit. There's a lot of insecurities. A lot of this shit that I talk to her about other kids and shit. I'm like, girl, that's insecurity. Like, I feel bad for a lot of these kids. A lot of these kids just need a hug. But then there's kids doing coke at school now. It's different. Hella kids are doing coke at school. There's gay boys there that's fighting girls. Like, we didn't have none of that shit growing. Boys would have fucking pummeled some kids doing that shit. There's boys fist fighting girls.
That's fucking
There's
whack.
Kids doing coke at school. There's kids nodding out doing pills at school.
Oh my God.
It's very different. It's like it was when we were growing up, but way more turned up. Like, the same little issues, but they're dealt with differently because now there's like substances that weren't around when we were in class.
That's crazy. I think the worst drug I seen someone do at school was a tab of acid. And that was only one person.
Yeah, I never saw. It wasn't around like that for us.
Our access wasn't as easy as it is now.
Yeah.
I mean, we were hiding weed. We would fucking get put in cop cars for having weed on us.
Yeah, and expelled from school.
Yes.
Yeah, times were different for sure.
It's very different. But
yeah, I just think everybody should explode when necessary.
Speaking of fucking drugs... you know how, well, everybody should know by now, it's everywhere, that the artificial raspberry flavor comes from fucking beetle ass, you know?
We talked about that before. That was rude.
So my mom was, I didn't know this, aspirin came about because back in the day, people were seeing deers when they were injured, not on bark from a certain tree.
Oh, really?
And so that's where... aspirin was derived from.
It came from a tree?
Yeah.
And they learned it from deer?
Yeah.
What?
Isn't that so cool?
That's really cute.
Very cute. So then this conversation came up with my mom because I was like, did you know hot dogs contain...
Don't start.
2% human DNA in them.
What?
Yeah.
How?
From factory shit. They tested them.
From feeding pigs?
I don't know exactly.
Waste?
You can look it up.
Waste. It's probably from feeding them waste. So there is a certain... I'm sorry.
So we're a little bit cannibal.
So not necessarily, because this makes me think in Japan, there's a certain kind of pig, and it's like a very valuable kind of pig. They're kept in pens and shit where there is no sewer system in the homes. Like, they only feed on human waste. And you would think that's like a disgusting pig that people wouldn't want to eat, but they are actually like a really good pig to eat, they say. But they only consume, and because of that, it eliminates so much, I don't know, waste for that area, neighborhood, whatever. But it's probably that.
I don't eat fucking pig typically.
So if they're eating human waste, I'm sure they would have some kind of human DNA in that, right?
Yeah, and they were saying something about the factories and people fucking losing fingers and fucking shit. Either way, I was like, oh, that's nice. So we started this conversation and then the biggest mind blower to me was, so you know how if a woman has AIDS and she gets pregnant, she's given AZT meds so that...
to not spread it to the fetus.
Right. So it really lowers the chance of the baby having AIDS as well. That medication, do you want to know what that's made from?
Aardvarks.
Herring sperm. Fish sperm.
That's weird. Like, who made that discovery?
So that was my question.
How did we get there?
Who decided?
Let's try the sperm of every fucking species or something? Or how did?
But why'd you go to sperm?
How'd we get there?
And then who was like, let's squeeze this beetle's ass to flavor this fucking candy?
Yeah.
Like, these are the things I need to know. Why?
So the beetles, I think, were probably eaten. And they were like, there's a very sweet component to this or whatever. So I think that is easier to figure out.
The fish
sperm, how did we get there?
I don't know, but it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's so bizarre.
So gross. So I thought it was really fucking interesting.
It is, because like just knowing where things cut, like the bark thing, that's so interesting. Isn't that like so nature cool? really provides everything we need. And
if we pay attention.
Yeah.
Yes, but you're right. Nature fucking provides everything if we pay attention.
Super interesting. Science is super interesting to me. What's not super interesting, I'm going to tell you about Give this fucking marketplace situation.
What?
So we've been on marketplace pretty tough the past week or
Getting treasures.
And I found, so months back, like when I first moved, I found the top of a hutch that I've been using as an altar. I found out after I bought it that there's a bottom piece that matches it.
Yeah.
So I've been searching. I found a few and they've been so high priced, like $600 and shit just for like the bottom piece.
That's ridiculous.
And so I'm like, that's out of the question. Then I found one that was like $40, but the girl has like not logged in hella long. So I don't know if it's still available.
I hate when they do that shit.
Yeah. And so I've been trying to find the one that goes to this set. So I thought I found it. But I'm the R word. So I actually didn't, because the slats go the other way and I didn't catch that. But it's kind of the same wood, right? Yeah. Anyway, I find it.
It looks good.
This guy is selling it for $10, right? So I go on there. I message him immediately. I'm like, can I come get this tomorrow? He reads my message but doesn't answer me. A lot of people do this and it pisses me the fuck off. So I sick you on him. And I'm like, we got to try to get this because I want, you know, that. You know, additional piece.
Yeah.
So finally he answers me and I offer him, I'm like, I'll give you 50 for it instead of 10 if you let me have it. Cause I'm like, you know, I own the other piece that goes to it. So he agrees, whatever. I set it up for the next day. I drive out there. It's in Marin. I drive out there and I meet him at a public storage place. And he's like, you could take a look around if you want. Like, I have other things, you know, that I'm trying to get rid of. I moved and I'm downsizing. He's in a Subaru. He has on flip-flops and a Patagonia fleece.
Sounds Marin.
So Marin. Bald, glasses, white guy.
Totally sounds like with Mill Valley.
With flip-flops on. That's where I went.
I knew it.
I fucking go. I walk up, there's another guy there at the storage place. And he's like, oh, hi. So now I feel weird because it's off balance.
He's like, you guys are going to fist fight for this fucking piece.
Well, the guy knows him, I think. So there's two guys there now. And it's dark inside the storage facility.
Yeah, I don't like it.
And he just opens the door and they're both standing there. And I'm like, if you think I'm walking in the storage facility by myself in the dark with two men behind me.
Out of your mind.
You're out of your mind. And there's no one else anywhere around. No. So I stand there and I'm like, oh yeah, that's it. And he's like, yeah, it's right there. And we all stand in silence for a minute. And I'm like, okay. So he goes over and awkwardly in flip-flops, picks it up. You know you're coming to get a piece of furniture out. Why are you in flip-flops? And what the fuck makes you think I'm going to go in there and dig it out myself? So he's like struggling awkwardly. Fucking,
this is your storage, bro.
Hello? You have a friend right here. Have him fucking
fuck
help you.
What are you guys doing?
So he fucking, also he parks his fucking Subaru against the door damn near.
God.
And then doesn't move it. So I'm like, okay. So I squeeze in to get into where the locker is. And he's like awkwardly. So I pick it up. He doesn't offer to help me.
Wow.
Nothing. So I pick it up, being big, strong man that I am. And we're walking out. And he's like, oh, I should probably move my car because you're not going to be able to open the door to get it out. No fucking shit. Why did you park that way? I feel trapped right now in this fucking hallway. I don't like it. So, I didn't take a look around at what else he had because it was dark.
Because it was a rape chamber.
It was two men standing here at the fucking door. Like, yeah, go, there it is.
Like, go in the dark by yourself, little girl.
So I could roll down this metal door and rape you to death.
Oh, God.
I'm not doing this. So then, I have, it, oh it doesn't help that I had a hot flash as soon as I got out the car.
So you're furious.
So, yes, there's probably steam coming off my head at this point. I'm so fucking irritated. Now I have to wait on this bitch to move his Subaru back so I could open the fucking door and carry it to my car. I'm like, I should have gave him $10.
No.
I should have threw a 10 on the ground and walked away.
Jesus Christ. So glad he helped you.
Yeah, that was great. Thank you. What the fuck?
He's like, it's all the way in the back, yeah, under the dresser.
There it is.
Get it.
Yeah. Yes. And I'm just like, is this happening? This is why I don't like to fucking have encounters with people. Mind you, humans.
The encounter, so we ended up, we've been looking for a table and chairs for like over a year. We find a Chrome Craft.
An amazing fucking table.
Oh my God, it's in pristine condition.
I was like, if you don't get it, I'm gonna get it, bitch, because it's amazing.
It's from the late 70s. It's fucking, like, there's not a scratch, a fucking ding on these chairs. It's just beautiful. But the guy selling it is a younger dude. He has bleach blonde hair. He's a reseller. The price of this table.
He's so fair.
Beyond.
He's reselling the way people should be reselling.
Yes.
Like, for that, the price you paid, you couldn't get like a nice set. They usually start,
that set is usually like $800 on Marketplace.
Yeah. You couldn't get that, like a table and chairs, like at IKEA for the price that you paid. At no. fucking, I don't know, Home Goods, anywhere for the price that you paid.
It was fucking under three, which is crazy. And then he was like, you can look around. I have some other stuff. I looked, we grabbed a vintage Elaine coffee table. But he was so nice. He helped carry everything to the car.
That's nice.
He wasn't rapey.
Yeah.
It was great.
You had your husband with you, right? Omega.
I had Omega. Fuck.
Marquez. You had Omega Marquez with you. So, I'm glad you had Marquez with you. And I wish that I would have fucking thought to take him with me because.
No, seriously. That shit was weird. You need to take him.
That shit was weird as fuck. And it's like a turn off to me.
People behave differently
when
you have a man with you.
For sure. Especially a man that's brown and has tattoos.
And it's fucked up. And all of. I don't care who feels some kind of way, but it really is.
Yeah. But yeah, that shit was weird. Anyway, I'm glad we both got the pieces we wanted because those were what we were really after. And I put it together. Bunny helped me lift the heavy ass fucking other piece I had up above our head to set it on top of this thing.
I can't believe you guys did it.
We did it.
It looks
good.
It
looks complete now.
It looks like it goes together.
Yeah, it matches. So I'm really happy.
I like
it. I don't know if you guys, if it was only on Patreon or if we talked about the troll before that Pease is really scared of. That we use to threaten her to eat. We'll be like, he's coming over. He is still coming over.
She's
so traumatized that she got in the car last night and she was like, that troll isn't at our house, that ugly elf, huh? He's not at our house. She'll randomly think of him on her own. And I'm like, no, he's not. He's not real. He's not coming over. She'll just bring it up. So I know she's so fucking scared of him.
It's fucked up, but she really doesn't eat. She's super tiny to begin with.
Yes.
She's very particular. She eats like two fucking things.
She thinks she's slick.
And I know it's mean to do psychological warfare on a little kid, but dude.
We gotta try something. Otherwise, it's
she's gonna get a feeding tube.
Yeah, and I threatened that, but that doesn't scare her as much as the troll. She does this thing. She did it with Mark one day where she'll get nuggets, right? And she'll take a little bird bite out of all the nuggets to make it look to make it look like she ate. No. That was equivalent to
the ketchup will all be gone.
Yes. So fucking
it's
stressful.
The white in her that loves the ketchup.
Anyway, this troll, I reached out to that seller and I was like, would you be willing to donate this to my 4-year-old that's terrified and won't eat her food? This troll, the picture of this troll is the only thing I can use to get her to eat food. And it's the holidays. They read it and didn't answer.
That's so
mean.
Let me
double check. They never answered me. So I posted it in Patreon and I was like, I'm going to send y'all after this seller to message them. And talk them into fucking letting us have it.
Because the price...
It's $90.
I was going to say, the price they have for that ugly little creature
he's
is crazy.
He's so ugly.
You sell that for $30.
He's from Norway, and he's fucking $90.
Example of resellers ruining shit.
They didn't fucking answer me. What did they say? Let me see.
They said, fuck you and your four-year-old.
I said, would you be willing to donate this? The pic of him is the only thing that scares my four-year-old into eating her food. You would be helping us greatly, and it's Christmas. They were probably like, bitch, fuck you.
And that fucking
He's
kid.
90. Yeah.
Fucking assholes.
They're in Fremont. Give up the fucking troll.
Seriously, can you imagine you just fucking busting out?
She'd have a heart attack. She would go into cardiac arrest.
For sure.
And not be hungry. So ever I don't again. Know if I really need it, but I might want to just like have his little eyes peek out or take a picture of him in my car or something like, hey.
He's waiting.
He lives down eat. The street. Take a picture of him in front of the donut shop. He lives in the neighborhood. So can you imagine standing him by the door and taking a picture? So you
Can't
might
we
want
Photoshop
to
Photoshop it into photos.
That's a good idea.
We got to do that.
Cut him out and take a picture of the donut shop and be like, girl.
He's in the neighborhood.
Eat that spaghetti.
You got to fucking eat.
Yes.
She made her Alfredo the other night.
Homemade,
and,
though.
And Peace was like.
It's it. Weird. And it's shiny. She goes, it's weird. Because the day before, she had ate some jar sauce Alfredo like 2 days before that. Fucked it up, ate a lot. I was like, yes. She asked for it. And I was like, I don't have any, but I have hell of ingredients to make it. So I make it. And I make it really good. I put some cream cheese in it. I put fucking different kinds of mozzarella. I put Parmesan shreds, like melted it, seasoning, made it garlic, made it all great and homemade. It was good. And she, I put it in front of her and she's like, it's weird. And
she's she like, takes a bite. Give me the jar.
I don't want this. It's weird. It's shiny. And I was like, it's oh my shiny. Fucking God, I'm going to kill her. I'm going to fucking kill her. So I have a huge pot of that. Luckily, Bunny was fucking it up.
It's shiny. Yeah, though.
I made that for nothing. So I'm going to have to stock up on fucking jar God. Sauce for her.
Yeah.
Just whatever Ragu, works.
Prego fucking yes. jar.
Whatever fucking works. God,
yeah, I said at this point, fuck, if she wants to eat cubes of butter, just fucking let her.
Yeah.
Let her eat chocolate for breakfast, whatever.
I do. Just whatever. Yeah, to calories. Get some calories in. We went on a family thrifting trip the other night. It was yeah. really fucking cute.
It was.
All of us. We went 3 cars deep. It was after we recorded Patreon. And we got some great finds.
Yeah.
I was happy. And then we went to dinner after. That was cute. We Except saw
going
Liz.
To 50 different fucking
restaurants trying to get somewhere where we could eat. Yes. But we ran into Liz and Amelia.
Jill,
I'm sorry. You look like a Liz to me. Now your name is Liz. Amelia gave Peace
She's
a toy.
So sweet.
Peace was like, that's my sister. That's my sister Amelia. What's her name? Amelia, yes. my sister. Yep. I was like, yep, it is your sister.
I love how she yeah. calls people her sister. Yes. It's really
she
cute.
She loves her.
It's really
good energy
sweet.
On that kid, Amelia.
Yeah. yeah. She's hell of kind.
She loves
she gave
her.
Gave me a big hug.
I met her it. First at our garage sale. And she came and stocked up on hella shit. And I was like, this kid knows what she likes. She's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Jill has been, so the girls have had the same pediatrician since they were shit two. Mm-hmm. And Jill has, I met her when she's the doctor's MA. She works with the girls' pediatrician.
Liz.
Which, yeah, mm-hmm. Liz.
I like her.
Liz.
yep. Liz so is that was great. Nice. We had the cutest little family. Trip we dragged Mark the girls
the
all
boyfriends
our girls, the boyfriends
all the girls.
Yeah we weren't rushed
no
we were there
it
till
really
it closed
it and everybody really nice. Got something
mm-hmm. it was really nice
yeah we it was fun it was a lot of fun dude the vintage nightgown she scored is just fabulous oh my God
I'm gonna wear it I have a emerald like a dark emerald green one that's
the
very
jewel
similar.
Tone it's
yeah.
so pretty
and it's a zip up and I think it has pockets
oh
I'll take
spectacular.
A picture yeah I'll take a picture I
it has a bow a satin bow
yes,
right here
and ruffle velvet yeah, this, like ruffle around it it's very cute
the shoulders are a little oomph mm-hmm. oh it's nice
yeah you gotta really dig but that's the fun part
it is I didn't even make it to the back left corner To the left
linens?
Side of the store. No.
The linens?
Nope.
I was over there.
Or
I got
the
a,
bags
I got a
hanging
kitchen
on the
towel.
Wall and shit?
Yeah.
I didn't make it over there.
Yeah, I did for sure.
I love it.
I came up on vintage towels there the last time I went.
That's nice.
Yeah, and they were cheap. They weren't like crazy priced. They were like $2.
Yeah, I was looking at this set on Etsy the other day.
$40, $30.
Oh, no, it's from the 70s. It was two wash rags and two hand towels. Girl, $125.
It makes me want to send them hate mail. Yeah. What is wrong with you? Like, so your Nana died and had these in her closet for 40 years. Do not, she does not want you to do that.
Jesus Christ. I mean, 30, fine. But God damn, 125.
It's rude. It's so rude.
Ugh.
Like, you're sucking the fun out of everything vintage.
No, really. You're ruining it.
I have a story, not a long story, but Mark was telling us, he like sent us a clip or something, Marquez did, about, what was it? Like a group or something that was defending a child, what is it? Child attracted minor, to, minor child, attracted people, minor attracted map. That. And he was have y'all seen this? And I was like, back in our day.
We had NAMBLA.
And I remember with my cousins, we'd be like, what the fuck? And we'd be on the dial-up internet looking into it at their home computer. And it was National Association, like, for Man and Boy Love. And the same thing.
The fact that that was allowed to exist.
Yes. And I think they still do. Or the fact that MAP can
exist.
I think they still do. And we used to go on and be like, this is so creepy. Minor attracted
persons. That's
what. Yeah, yeah. And we were just like, what the fuck? Like, so dumbfounded. And I like, this is around the time that, like, I was about to cut my dad off. And I was like, I'm going to fucking register him to their newsletter. And oh, I don't think I ever got around to it, but I was going to, there was like hella gay magazines.
He would have killed you.
He would have killed the mailman, not me. Oh
my God. My,
he stabbed a neighbor before. Like,
he's like, your NAMBLA subscription's here, Jimbo. Can you imagine, bitch? Yes. He would have took that fucking buckskin knife out that fucking leather sheath and cut his fucking throat.
He would have with no hesitation with that knife.
You calling me a gay pedophile?
Yes.
Oh, he would have went. Yes. Oh, my God.
So that was my plan, like in high school or whatever, to subscribe my dad to NAMBLA.
Oh, my God.
So, you know.
I'm so glad you didn't, dude.
That mailman better. He don't even know how close he came to losing his life for my shenanigans. But it's spite. Not too late. If you hate your dad, sign him up for fucking NAMBLA.
That's terrorism.
Do that. Yeah.
Because you're going to fucking prison. Yeah. That's fucking
I like my dad now, but that's not, I can't even play with him like that to like joke and be like, guess what I almost did. Oh. Like, he would not get it and he would not think it's fucking funny.
Even if he got it, he would be like, you think that shit's funny?
Yes.
I'm fucking crying.
I do. Yes.
When you first told me, I was crying.
I was like, I guess I'll put it in my notes because I didn't realize you didn't know that. Yeah. I no. wanted to get bumper stickers and like put them on his cars. But
so he could have blew up the whole fucking trailer park? Because that's what, like, would have happened.
I'll just sign him up for their fucking newsletter. So he knows about meetups or whatever. Local NAMBLA meetups. Do it for your dads.
God damn.
Speaking of fucked up, Gisele Pellico. I don't know if I'm saying her name right. The lady in France or whatever. That,
dude, I have it in my fucking notes.
Did you see?
20 years.
Yeah. And he's like 70. So he's going to die there. Even, you know, he has to serve 2/3 of his sentence or something before he's eligible for parole. We're talking about the lady. I hope
his legs snapped in half.
Yeah. We're talking about the lady whose husband of 50 fucking years.
He's 72.
Was drugging her and allowed over 50 people to rape her and record it. Ranging in ages from like early 20s to like fucking 70 or something.
Yeah. So 50 other men were tried in this landmark mass rape case. Of those, 48 were convicted of aggravated rape. 2 were found guilty of sexual assault. The defendant's age ranged from 26 to 74. They faced sentences of between 4 to 20 years.
I'm glad they all got charged. And I hope they have a registry where they'll have to, you know.
She's really brave. And Should she be forever put on a pedestal because she insisted that the trial proceedings be public.
And she insisted that the recordings be played for the trial and the entire court. So she made sure they all saw those videos of her being assaulted, which they were shocked.
The devil. God yep. damn.
I wish prisons over there were like prisons over here. Serious. To where it's like he'll just be handled, you know, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucking disgusting. And I'm so glad that he'll die in prison.
I hope she's able to live an amazing life from here on out.
I'm glad she gets so much support.
Definitely. And I'm glad there's some justice. I mean, it could never be what they deserve.
Yeah.
But
at least he'll die
something.
There.
And 50 being convicted. That's huge. All of them.
A lot of the other guys tried to say that they thought that she had given consent.
Shut up.
They tried to say that, they were under the impression that she had given consent to this. It was just like a kink. But they're charged, too, with something, so it's better than nothing.
Were you just in a fucking necrophilia? You liked it that she didn't open her eyes? And
a lot of people do.
So, in the Morgue Morticia group yesterday... Mm-hmm. A post was put up, and it was from, you know, decades ago, where a 28-year-old college co-ed was found in the bushes on campus property. She was in the photo. She was naked. Her legs were, you know, splayed mm-hmm. open. They had blocked out her private areas. And the little paragraph said, upon first glance, this looks like... an essay and rape case.
Was she alive?
No.
Oh. So I just lit up like, wow, they went really far with this kink. I love it.
No, they were dedicated to this. It's so worse.
What?
So it looks like she was raped and murdered. Come to find out, after investigation, they found a suicide note in her dorm room. She was a pharmacology student. She had taken a bunch of pills, went outside fully clothed.
What?
Laid down and died in this area. The groundskeeper discovers her body, reports it to police.
Then takes it upon himself.
They find semen in her vagina. Come to find out.
He was like, let me get one in.
Overcame with a sexual urge and fucking raped her body. So
before they came.
Can't even die.
You can't even die around a man safely.
So a woman in the comments, I had tears. I was laughing so hard because of the way it was written. She said, men will stick it in anything. Disgusting gender with an exclamation.
No, that's true. That's the title of this episode.
Disgusting gender.
No, I swear to God.
With
it's like
exclamation
no
points.
Orifice. No hole it's is safe. Safe. No hole is safe.
This fucking poor girl already kills herself. She's fucking tired.
She's like, let me get one off before they arrive.
She was fully clothed. You know, when they found her body, she didn't have a lick of clothing on.
Oh, my God.
And was left.
He was like, what? What's the big deal? She's already dead. Fucking dead. Why are you tripping? She's dead.
And the worst he can get is probably defiling a corpse.
Which is like probation.
Nothing. A fine.
He gets probation and he gets to keep his job.
That's so.
What world do we fucking live in? I'm sick of it. I'm so sick of it.
Fucked up.
I can't even kill myself in peace without you coming and fucking me. Put my clothes back on. Like, what?
Didn't even put him back on. And then went and told the police, I found this dead body. Yeah, after you fucking defiled it for 4 hours.
After you
George.
Fucked it before we got here.
God damn.
Oh my God. I'm so sick of this world.
If I was the family, I would sue him.
Are you kidding? I'd put one in his head.
Seriously.
What is wrong with you? What? No, like, really, what is wrong with you?
What made you see this poor dead girl and go, I need to fuck it?
She's not...
Bitch.
She's not going to resist.
She's
not going to resist. Let me just fuck it real quick.
This is an easy fuck.
Oh my God. Because she looked hot. Please take me away. Like fucking aliens come get me. Where are we?
Dude.
I'm sick and tired. I'm tired of fucking disgusting gender.
Disgusting gender. That shit cannot was not so be trusted. Funny.
Do not recommend. Disgusting That's gender. How am I ever gonna like men again? Like, I've been not fucking with anybody for so long. I'm like, I'm probably never gonna be able to go back. I'm to that point now.
I just gotta get a fucking another asexual guy for
to be besties with, so we can thrift till our heart's content
and watch Murder Dogs.
Yes. Eat good food and get cozy and go to sleep.
Yeah.
And you're not fucking me.
Don't even think about it. even if I die.
Not even when I'm dead.
Don't touch it.
Don't do it. Oh, my God.
I want
God.
My clothes left on, please.
I hate this world. I'm going to Anthony Bourdain myself any day now. Any fucking day. Please.
Oh, we got some write-ins.
Let's change gears and do that, because I've had enough.
Yeah, we got some. Okay.
Do you have our patrons?
Yeah.
Because we love them.
We only have a couple this week.
It's all right.
They're all superstars in this family.
Did you cut a hoodie?
I did. One of my older ones.
Wait a goddamn minute. I just noticed that. When you did
this
that today?
Is flash dance.
You did that today?
This when morning.
Did you do? Don't you cut a hood off a good hoodie in this weather? Because you're so dedicated to being 80s whore. Why do I see bra straps? That is a hoodie.
This is was a hoodie.
How look. Dare you?
It's look, but it's one of the older ones. You know, I got like four of each generation because the girls buy them and then
they don't want them.
Yeah, and then they end up in my room. So I was like, oh, we'll cut this one, give it a little.
Because you wanted some risk. Shoulder action. Whatever. As you were.
I'm surprised you just noticed it.
I'm like, wait a minute. That's not a shirt. That's a long sleeve.
We don't have that style.
We never released that. Oh my God.
It's a one of a kind vintage. Okay, sorry. Let me get it together. Can we get it together? Rose Garcia and Honey Tinted.
Thank you guys.
We love you.
We love you so much.
Welcome to the family. It's a good time over there. I was on live the other day.
Sorry, I heard your dogs being killed.
Me too.
So
I was like, what's happening?
They're being choked.
Fuck. I was on Patreon live the day before yesterday and I went to get an oil change in my transmission fluid flush.
Good girl.
I know. I did
good.
Business.
That's important.
Wait a minute, though. So, you know, Mark be on me to check my fluids every week.
Mm-hmm.
I miss some weeks, okay? But 2 weeks ago,
I checked
my fluids. And I've been noticing since I checked my fluids, okay, maybe it's like 3 weeks, but I've been noticing like my engine smells like something's burning all the time. So, when I pull in, the dude Taylor there knows me. And so he's like talking to me. And I was like, I've been smelling like this burning smell. So then the other dude goes, pops the hood in his way.
It's bone dry.
Oh, my God. You've been driving around without your oil cap. It's sitting on your engine. When did you check your
melting?
Fluids? Nope. Just sitting there. It's been off for 2.5 weeks. How it didn't fall off my engine through to the bottom somewhere is a miracle in itself. But I've been just,
the way you be driving.
I said, that's ADHD.
Oh my fucking, you need a handler.
So that's why it smells like shit's on fire, bitch. Your fucking oil cap ain't on.
Great. Just boiling in there.
Just the with smell the wafting out.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, my car's so fucked up. No, bitch. The cap needs screwed back
on.
Oh,
my fucking God.
But the fact that it didn't fall off is a fucking miracle.
Maybe the thing was against it, holding it in place.
I'm hoping. They thought it was so funny. They just thought it was hilarious. Okay. All right. At this point, I'm a stalker. I inboxed on Insta and posted on Patreon. Crystal and Potifria, I need help. LOL. I'm fairly new and trying to catch up on y'all's episodes. My name is Luvia. Oh, nope, not my. Her name is Luvia, and she is truly a blessing in my life. So light spirited, loving, and accepting of me and all my flaws. I am beyond grateful for having a work bestie become like a sister to me in just 1 year. She's a real one who deserves all the blessings in the world. And that is from Teresa.
I love that.
Very sweet.
Very sweet.
You want to read this one? Yeah.
Hold on. I have something that I need to read. Hold on. I'm a little unprepared. This person has wrote us for like 3 years straight.
Oh, yeah. Do that one.
So we need to fucking get
somehow
to this.
It always gets lost in the shuffle. I don't understand. Listen, it.
I don't know what's happening, why this isn't coming up. I had to actually search this person's email address to find them. They're going to another box, like junk or I don't know where. But for 3 years now, this person has wrote us.
So you're getting a whole bunch.
So this is the first 2 years I'm going to read. And then the current one, I'm going to have to pull it. But hey, girls, I just wanted to wish my favorite person a happy birthday. Her birthday is December 6th. I'm not sure if this will be too early or too late. It's actually quite late. But I know she wants to hear happy birthday from her faves. So happy birthday to the best mom in the world. Mm. I'm so grateful to have you as my mom and best friend.
That's hella sweet.
I hope you aren't too embarrassed by this. I know that deep down you wanted this.
You want it.
I love you so much. And I hope this birthday is tolerable. Also, I'm not sure if this is clear who I'm talking to. So Jada, aka Battleborn 1982 on IG. Yeah, this is for you. We love you guys so much. And my mom is definitely one of your most dedicated fans. Sorry, this is hella awkward. I don't really know what to say. Love, Lily.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
One.
Here's another one.
Happy birthday one.
Hey, ladies. I just wanted to give a birthday shout out to the best mom in the world. She loves the show and has for years. She's my best friend and favorite person. And I hope this B-Day is a good one. So happy birthday, mom, aka Jada. Love you the most.
Happy birthday.
That's two. Hold on. I'm going to try to pull up the third
right
now.
I love this. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. And I love the dedication.
No, she wasn't like, fuck them.
Fuck it. They're never going to read it.
I'm just going to keep trying.
Yeah. When she said I've sent them before multiple times, I'm like, where the fuck are they going? I had to go search.
Yeah. Hold on a second. We felt so bad.
All right. Hi, Crystal and Pat. This is the 2024.
She's like, this is my last time trying.
My last fucking time. Hi, Crystal and Pat. I just wanted to give a shout out to my favorite person in the world, like I told you. Just kidding. She didn't
you
say that.
You dumb
part.
Bitches.
For her special day. My mom loves you guys and has been a loyal listener from day one. Do you hear me? Happy birthday to my amazing mom, Jada. I couldn't imagine a better mom and best friend. You deserve the world and more for all you do. And I hope you have the best birthday. Love, Lily.
Aww.
Thank you so much. I wasn't sure if it was an issue with my email or if I was sending to the wrong place. Girl, it was, I don't know. It was us.
Probably us.
But
happy birthday,
happy birthday
Jada.
And thank you, Lily, for your fucking dedication.
No,
to your
real.
Mom.
She's like, hey, that. Stupids.
God damn it. Again.
Fuck.
Yes. Okay. Had to get that out of the way.
Okay. So. You want to read this one? And then this goes at the very end.
It's not in proper order.
No, she sent it like on accident. It wasn't me. It was her.
Hey, sisters. I'm a longtime listener, first time writer, and today I'm writing in to wish my lovely daughter a happy birthday. She's turning 28 this past year. She's turning 28, and this past year has been a very hard year, but honestly, I feel like the universe had this in store for us. It was a year of healing in many ways. My daughter moved in with me after not living with us for over 10 years, and about a month after she moved back in March, we were celebrating my birthday, and we were hit by a drunk driver.
Mm.
My daughter and I were both struck by this truck, and he left us there on the road. Oh, my fucking God.
God damn.
We were both injured, and I was hospitalized because the truck rolled over me.
Jesus.
Are you fucking kidding me? On your birthday?
Oh, my God.
I have a younger special needs child who needs constant care around the clock. And my older daughter had no idea how to be a mother because all she's ever been was a distant big sister. She stepped in, and while she was learning to fill my shoes and maintaining a family home At the same time, she also had to work full time and commute over 3 hours each day in Bay Area traffic. Ooh. Prior to this, her commute was 5 minutes walking distance. Before she moved in, we had a distant relationship. We barely talked and hung out only occasionally. And honestly, I felt like I could never do anything right to keep her close to me. So as a mother, I respected her boundaries and allowed her to be distant, even though it was breaking my heart. Now, fast forward, and I apologize. This is going from beginning to end because I'm very emotional writing this. Throughout my recovery, it took me 9 months to actually recover. I had to learn to walk again, and she had to help me.
Damn.
In many ways, too, she helped from feeding me to cleaning me, and I'm not just talking about cleaning my face. She helped bathe me, and the several times the ambulance had to come get me. What the fuck? She was here each time. She also protected my son and his feelings, but also encouraged him to be more responsible around the house. I would have never gotten through any of this that has taken place in the past year if it wasn't for her. I wouldn't have gotten past this healing process as I was in a very severe depression and vulnerable state of hopelessness from losing my limb and fighting infections.
Damn.
I was always so worried about losing her if I made it seem like I needed her. But this past year, she was my crutch, and I want her to know that I do need her in my life. She has this positive glow and energy about her, even when she's quiet and serious. I would have never gotten past the darkest months that I've went through this past year if she wasn't here in the home with us, just being her shining self. My younger child expressed to me that he loves her so much, and he also said that it's nice to have her around. I agreed with him for the longest time. We gave her her adult space, but having her around us these past 10 months has been a blessing in disguise. She right now is learning who her biological father is, and we learned that he passed away, but his family has welcomed her with open arms. I know that she's going through a lot in her personal self-recovery right now and learning her father's history. And what's crazy is that she is his little mini me. I do feel bad that we couldn't reunite them before he passed, but I'm also so glad that she now knows who her biological father and family is. And I'm hoping it gives her a sense of completeness when it comes to that aspect in her life. I'm so proud of her every day and every second of the day. She's a very strong, independent, powerful, shining light no matter where she goes. Her energy vibrates so abundantly that if you have a chance to meet her, you're going to leave feeling like you just met your soulmate. Oh my God.
How sweet.
Alana, you're the Sagittarius goddess that I would like to say happy birthday to and to let you know that I'm here no matter what. You're planning on moving out in the next month, and as much as it will hurt us, we love this for you and want to encourage you to continue spreading your wings and sprinkling your golden dust everywhere you go. The last time you lived with us was 10 years ago, and it feels like yesterday. These last 10 months, even though I was in bed, I could have never done it without you, and I look forward to building more memories between us that will outshine these dark past few months. I love you, my little sunshine. I will ride or die for you, my rider for life. Love your mom. And to everyone else, it's shot o'clock time. Hold on, there's another part. I'm so sorry, sisters. I forgot to tell you when her birthday was. Alana's birthday is December 19th.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Alana. Lala. You sound
so wonderful.
Or this is from Adriana Lala Diaz.
Oh, that's so sweet.
You guys have been through a lot, but I'm so happy that there was a bright side and it brought you guys together and it sounded like it was much needed. So and
let this be a reminder. Don't fucking drink and drive, dude.
And if you get in a fucking accident, do not leave nobody. And fuck just goddamn, no. There's so many fucking, oh God, problems with that.
Okay, wait.
Have one that's asking for advice.
Okay, me too. Is it the I'm gonna try to keep my right hand very brief?
Yeah.
Okay, you want to read that?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna delete it then. Okay.
Okay. It's anonymous, right?
Yeah.
Hi, Pat and Crystal. I'm a longtime listener and love the show. I'm going to try to keep my right hand very brief, and I guess I just would like some advice and some insight on how to move forward with this situation. Long story short, my boyfriend and I have been together for almost 5 years, and the majority of our relationship, I considered it to be quite healthy, and I thought that we shared a lot with each other and were very open with each other, especially when it came to our preferences and kings. I think maybe that was supposed to say kings. I noticed in the last 2 years, our sexual activity has been dwindled a lot. And in the last year and a half, we hardly ever have sex. And I always have to initiate.
Ugh, that sucks.
Earlier this year, I went through his phone because I thought maybe he was seeing somebody else. And found out that not only was he on OnlyFans, he also was a part of other sites. When I asked him about the account, he was upfront and said that he hadn't been on the site in months and it was just something that he was checking out, curious about. Well, as time went on, our sex life did not get any better, and I went through his phone a few more times. And in those times, I found out that he's been on dating sites and that are geared towards the LGBTQ community. And also trans-specific dating sites. Also in his search history for porn, it's a lot of trans women searches. I'm very disappointed because the first time I confronted him about the sites, he had the opportunity to be completely upfront with me, and he chose not to be. Now that I've found out more things over time on my own, he's been more forthcoming and says that he just has a fantasy about this. A fantasy, and this is something that he only does when he drinks a lot and when he's alone and he's never met up with somebody in person. Previously, he said he hadn't been on these sites in months, but after I did more digging, I found out he had been on sites all throughout our relationship. This is something that's been going on since before he met me, so I feel like this is not something that is just going to go away. He had said he would go to therapy because he feels like he has a problem. And I agree because if it was just porn, it wouldn't be taking away from our sexual activity. It has also taken this whole year and me confronting him multiple times for him to finally agree to go to therapy. He has yet to make an appointment and we have yet to go to couples therapy. I originally wanted to go to attend couples counseling before I even knew about his addiction or problem or whatever we're calling it, because I do believe that couples should have counseling before they're married. Marriage is something that we've talked about, but we're not engaged, and I don't even know what that I would want to be engaged, because I don't know how I'm going to be able to trust him going forward. Outside of this incident, he has been a good provider and we have lived with each other the majority of our relationship. I just don't really know how to get past this because I feel like if he truly cared about my feelings and truly cared to fix the situation, therapy would have been something that was started when everything came out. It's almost been a year since our original conversation and nothing really has changed. I moved out of state so we could start planning the rest of our life together and buy a house and get married. Don't do that. But the deeper this gets, the more I fear that this is not going to be the outcome. I also fear that since he is visiting these LGBTQ plus sites, that maybe he's not being honest with himself about his sexual preferences, or maybe he doesn't feel he can completely live the life he wants because of his family's conservative views. It's all just been a lot to take in, and I don't really have anybody to talk to about this. I would appreciate any advice or insight on this matter. Therapy is like a good idea, but like it's one of those where he has to want to do it.
But I'm going to say, let's just take the whole LGBTQ thing out of it. He's on dating sites, bro.
Right.
He's on dating sites. Right. And porn addictions can absolutely affect your sex life.
Yeah, for sure.
And make it non-existent. But adding back in the exploration of the trans women, and you guys ain't nowhere near engagement or marriage
or buying a house. And take that off the table.
I think the end of your write-in is absolutely correct, that because maybe he has a conservative family. He feels like he's supposed to be with a woman mm-hmm. happily ever after. Mm-hmm. I don't know how old you are. I would step away. That's what I would do.
I think that therapy would be a good idea because it could help him get more comfortable with his feelings and curiosities.
Like not couples, and, like he needs his own.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah, I don't know why you guys are talking about like buying a house and marriage and shit right now when this is something that's been going on before you. It's not going to stop. No. And
I think he needs to find out who he is and what he yeah. wants.
Because it sounds like he knows, but might be in denial.
Yeah.
And this is not just like a quick little, let me check it out and move on. Not,
your couple's counseling isn't going to fix this. No. Put a band-aid on it and you guys are going to resume
no.
happily ever after.
No.
I definitely wouldn't. Encourage him to go to therapy and not shame him. And, mm-hmm. But the fact that he's on dating sites, like,
yeah, the dating sites is not just checking shit out on Pornhub. Like, the dating no. sites is like, that's something completely different.
Yeah. Well, depending on what your boundaries are in your relationship, it could be cheating.
Yeah.
I
you're not ready for marriage and shit together at all. Don't buy a house. And if you moved away, if you guys are living separately right now, that might make it easier for him to seek counseling and kind of come to terms with who he is. Just like be supportive. And I know that's hard, but just be like, you know, it's not time for us to be like super committed right now.
No, I feel like we need to
you got to figure
and
out
you have to
yeah what you who really you want. Are and what you want. Yeah, allow him that time to do that and like encourage him for and sure. let him know it's okay.
Definitely.
Yeah, I'm sorry that you found out everything this way. That's also that would be a fucking problem because I've approached you and tried to give you chances to open up to me and you didn't. So
the fact you're having to go through his phone multiple times
to find anything out, to find out the truth. Yeah, yeah, that's no, you're not. That's not somebody you need to be with right now.
No. Let us know. Mm-hmm. Please update us.
Yeah.
All right. We have one more.
Okay.
Hi, Potafria and Crystal. I've been listening since the Ask Potafria show and I'm thrilled to see how Hello Dysfunction has grown into something so special. While most listeners refer to you as their Tias, I believe we're more likely closer in age, and I think of you more as my primas or amigas instead. Even though I grew up in a very different environment. Oops, sorry, I'm fucking my own shit up. Even though I grew up in a very different environment, so much of what you share resonates deeply with me. I spent much of my life seeking validation from men, and it wasn't until my mid-40s when I ended an 11-year relationship, for too many reasons to get into here, and shortly thereafter, I all of a sudden developed an ick for men. Nothing specific triggered it, and I seemingly just reached a level of disgust toward them naturally.
Ain't that funny how that happened?
It's the same way I stopped smoking cigarettes and consuming and alcohol anything else decades bad. Ago. Bad for my health.
It's exactly the same.
It's the same way I stopped smoking cigarettes and consuming alcohol decades ago. So I took it as just another sign of my body telling me to stop.
Your body has had enough. Fuck enough.
Enough. Here I am, 2.5 years later, in my full 4B era, since I've always maintained that I would never get married or have children. Imagine being 100% straight while simultaneously being disgusted by the thought of ever touching a man again.
Imagine it. I live that every fucking day.
I feel more powerful than ever.
Yes.
I think a lot of us are going through a similar awakening, and I now channel my feminine rage through digital designs that I sell on Etsy.
I love it.
DigitalRebelFiles.etsy.com.
Okay, we're going to check that out.
She said shameless plug. I love it. Mm-hmm. Your show has been eye-opening and healing for me. Listening has helped me better understand topics I hadn't explored before, like sex work and mental health. I've always been empathetic and kind, but you've given me a deeper perspective that I truly value.
I love that.
Your humor has kept me laughing on days when it felt like all I wanted to do was cry. Cleaning my apartment while listening to Hello Dysfunction has become a weekly ritual, and it's absolutely the bright spot in my weekly routine.
I love it.
Culturally, we're from different worlds. But having likely been teens and young adults around the same time, there's so much that I can relate to in your stories. Thank you both for your honesty, humor, and for creating this space for dysfunctions, laughs, and growth. Sending love from, and growth. It's truly one of my favorite parts of the week. Sending so much love from Toronto, Canada, and free Palestine.
Free
love,
Palestine. Natalie. Thank you so much, Natalie.
That was very sweet.
I will say,
I got one more.
Okay, real quick. We have a listener in Canada that we cannot ship to right now.
Oh, my
now.
God.
I didn't reach out yet. I hope you hear this. I'll also follow up with an email, but you guys are on strike.
Your stupid postal service.
The people here won't even take it to ship to you right now. They're like, we can't. So we will get it to you. It's here. It's safe. And I hope you guys get better wages or whatever you're protesting for.
Yeah, seriously. I shouldn't say stupid postal service.
And then we'll get it out to you as soon as possible.
Okay. So this is just a little short write-in. Mm-hmm. So I'll keep it short. I had a dream last night that the bathroom was trashed. I walked in and there was food on the floor and shit and pee. And I was thinking to myself, like, damn, I didn't even get to eat the salad. Maybe I should go for it. It looks so good. And my dad was blaming it on my mom. My mom was blaming it on my dad. And then my aunt was like, no, Carolyn did it. And then, and so Carolyn's sitting there watching us having to clean it up.
Did William write this? Who wrote this?
Imagine having a dream where Carolyn trashed your bathroom and then sat there
and watched.
Sounds about right.
Sounds about right.
Real life.
Sounds like you know Carolyn pretty well. Wow. William or Richard wrote that. God damn it, Carolyn, bitch. Fuck. Oh.
Fucking
that's hella
bitch.
Funny, but not. But also not.
Also not, because fucker.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Well, thank you guys
for hanging for another episode.
Yes. The holidays are coming.
Yeah.
We hope you guys are cozy.
We're going to see Aunt Weeby having things tomorrow.
Oh,
so.
My God. Yes. I'm excited.
For the weekend.
Yeah. I'm excited.
There'll be some videos of that on Patreon
and lives
for sure.
And, yeah.
That's it. Share us. Leave us a review.
Please. And have a good day.
And that's it. Suck it easy.
Go to bed.